This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Attention all Challenge fans. There is a ton of great Challenge merchandise at the Paramount Shop. We're talking t-shirts, yoga mats, workout gear, and more. Whether it's an official Challenge t-shirt for the gym or a hoodie to wear while you watch the latest season, shop everything the Challenge at ParamountShop.com and take 20% off with code CHALLENGE20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Challenge products with code CHALLENGE20 at ParamountShop.com.
Hey everyone, it's Devin Simone, two-time Challenge finalist and host of The Challenge Aftermath.
Hey y'all, I'm Devon Rogers, and you know me from The Challenge and also from being America's favorite all-star on Big Brother.
And this is MTV's official Challenge podcast.
Yes, Challenge USA edition.
I would like to call this episode day the episode of delusion. I don't know. It just felt like the level of entitlement was just weird to me.
Out of control.
It was just telling people who to put in and just like they own the moment. It was just very weird.
You gotta go block her. You gotta go block her square.
Like, wait, what now? I mean, I just can't remember. When I think about like the main cast, like the main show, I cannot, now of course everybody has alliances and they do things, but like
right.
I cannot fathom any one person going up to
everybody.
Laurel, Cara, you know, CT, Bananas. You know Bananas ain't gonna listen. And then just being like, Jordan, Devin, you know Devin's not gonna listen. And just be like, you need to go block her. Like, she's trying to block, like, wait, what?
They're gonna be like, you go block her.
Yeah. Just crazy.
Do your job.
Absolutely crazy to me. Did you see Desi voting in Cache? Like, was that on your bingo card? What are your thoughts on that?
No, because, you know, the Fab Five, cheers, toast, mm-hmm, we here. Mm-hmm. So it was crazy to me to start off with five and then two end up in an elimination. How does that work? So yeah, no, I didn't see that at all.
What did you think about this challenge? It kind of looked fun. I mean, I don't know, maybe it's because we play Connect Four at my family events, but like,
see, I'm down for the Connect Four. My asthma is not down for the running.
Right,
that was not the part that I enjoyed. Mm-hmm. But you know what was so interesting to me? And we're going to get into it in this interview. We find out that as much as they didn't want to block Angela's board, mm-hmm, finding out that her board was right by the
right
entrance and it was the easiest to do, I was
wow
like, oh, see,
wow,
this is, y'all could have got her.
Angela,
but, you know,
and her diamonds have them wrapped, girl.
Listen.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That in and
listen
of itself was absolutely shocking. I feel like there was just a lot to unpack. It was nice to see an appearance from Danny, because I
yes
feel like we've seen more of Kiki this season than we've really seen of Danny. So it was nice
to
see him,
a little strategic Danny,
you know, play. And honestly, okay, you know how we do our side eye of the week and then we do
yeah
our like the wink of the week or like
the wink of
yeah,
the week.
Wink of the week. Okay. My wink of the week, you guys are going to be shocked about this, goes to Dom. Okay, here's why. Mm. It goes to Dom and TJ's puffer vest. TJ's puffer vest gets an honorable
girl
mention. He was wearing it when they announced the challenge. But my wink of the week goes to Dom because two things. One, I liked how he cheered on Cache, but I
yeah
also liked how he put Danny before himself because he wanted Danny to get his money to qualify for the final.
Yeah,
that was really cool.
Cool.
Like, that was, it makes me feel warm inside. Like, that was like, Dom, you know what? You've gotten a lot of side eyes this season, but that one, you get a big wink, sir. That was great.
Yeah, I was really proud to see him cheering for Cache. I thought that was really cool. I see that their relationship had come far from their
yeah
first
girl
interaction.
Yeah,
so
girl,
it was really cool. My wink of the week actually goes to Cache.
Ooh.
Like, even though she got sent home, my wink of the week goes to her because her perseverance this season,
mm-hmm,
her determination this season, like, you know, just to see how, and going back to that interaction with her and Dom,
mm-hmm,
how she was just underestimated and no one really was taking her seriously. And then just to see how far she made it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she got so far
she
this
did
season and she got
did
to leave with her head held high. She walked away losing to Sarah, who is in the house said to be like, you know, the big bad wolf. And so, you know, she gets to walk away with her head held high. So I'm really, really proud of you, Cachet. Yes. Really, really proud of you.
You get a wink, girl. Dom and, yeah. Oh, how ironic is Dom and Cachet both get winks of the week.
Right?
I know, right? Isn't that crazy? Look at how, look, we believe in growth on this podcast, okay? So yes. We believe in growth for ourselves and for others and for you too, listeners. We love you guys. Side eye of the week. You already know. You already know. You already know where the side eye is going.
Don't give it to her.
Okay. The side eye is going to the one who is proclaiming to be the biggest, the baddest, the strongest, but is also the brokest in the house. And I don't mean in real life. I want to specify the house because I know she's won Survivor 15 million times and therefore she has way more money than me. I get it. But we're talking about the game and the show and what we see. All right. Yeah. And she is barking just roar, to everyone all the time, but without actually backing it up. Move in silence. It also makes no sense to me that she clearly I have strong feelings about it. It makes no sense to me that clearly that, you know, if you're big and bad, then you don't need to ask everyone else to help you out. First of all.
Yeah.
And then second of all, don't you want to go on elimination anyway? Because you need to get money to qualify. Like that's the point where we are, because you never, when it gets down to this few of people, like you never really know when TJ is going to be like, pack it up, we're going to the final, you know, or like the next game. You really don't. So like now's the time to go in and get that money. So what that Alyssa and Angela are trying to get you to lose? Cool, lose gracefully, channel all that energy for the elimination, and then pick one of your members of the Fab Five that you want to win, hoping, and maybe even help one of the guys. See, that would have been like pick a guy you want to help to win. So then that way you can ensure that the votes are on your side for who you want to go against in elimination. That's all I'm saying. So Sarah gets my side eye of the week. I think this is, what, 2-3 weeks in a row, but you know what I'm saying. She gets... All right. Now, who, Devon, gets your side eye of the week?
Oh, Lord. My side eye of the week goes to the Fab Five. All five. Ooh. All of them. Ooh. All five of them. The strategy was just not there for me. As an alliance, what is going on? Like, it was very embarrassing to watch these two women take y'all out.
It didn't remind you of Big Brother? It reminded me of Big Brother. I'm just kidding.
Listen,
I just,
that's probably why. That's probably why. Because I've been in a five-person alliance and was probably the one that ruined it. I don't know. But look, this was so hard to watch. Because even when Angela and Alyssa are in their confessionals and they're like, we beat you guys, we outsmarted you guys, and so on and so forth, they are rightfully talking mess because they actually did. And look, I'm all for Desi winning mm-hmm. and doing her own thing. Mm-hmm. But I think that it should have been a conversation amongst the alliance. Like, look, Desi, go out there. You get the win because we know you're going to protect us. Mm-hmm. And then we'll go after Angela, making sure that she, you know
but
what I'm saying?
Was Desi
like, there should have been
them?
A conversation. I mean, and see, we don't know.
Yeah. We learned a lot on this episode, you guys, by the way, with our interview with Desi around all sorts of things going on, even like
y'all,
how the Fab Five formed, when it formed, all sorts of things. But that's a fair, I mean, we've never had where a whole group of people get to side eye day, but I, you know what? I can respect,
all
I can
of
respect
them.
That. The, so then that
all
technically means Cachet got both a wink of the week and
she
a
sure
side
did.
Eye.
In as an week. Individual, she got a wink. As an alliance, she's in the side
there
eye.
There we go.
Uh-uh.
She's just getting all, there you go, Cachet, going out on top, girl. At least you're getting a lot. You're getting a lot this week for sure. And we got a lot, you guys, so much behind. Yes. I think this was probably the most revealing interview we have done
by far.
So far. I mean, like, mm-hmm. we just learned a lot about Desi, her mindset, where her head is in this game. But we also learned a lot about other people and, like, alliances and conversations and goals. Like, yes. She opens up a whole new layer. It honestly could be a whole other episode tacked on to this show, in my opinion.
Hello.
Like, it's just so much going on. So, so much fun talking with her. And, you know, I'm sad to see Cash go. I liked her being the little engine that could and, like, making it that far in the game. But I do think it was, you know, I don't say it was inevitable because I don't like that. But, like... you know, it is, it's getting down to what we have, like 6 girls left or 7 girls left, you know, like it is starting to get cutthroat. So yeah, it's a good episode. Good interview with Desi. Devon, you know, Devon came with the receipts, you guys. Like Devon was in here for you all asking all the questions. She
Fact
may not be
committee.
Putting videos on her YouTube channel, but... But
you know what? Let me go upload a video right now.
But she
is, the podcast.
She is asking all the questions. And also, I just want to give an honorable mention. It doesn't go towards like side eye or a wink. It's like in the middle. I don't know. But I appreciate Tyson's self-reflection in that he doesn't like to be the brokest one anywhere. He likes to be the richest one, which is why he
like
goes to the cheap restaurants.
I go.
We appreciate the honesty, Tyson. So great. We love, yes.
Put that on a t-shirt.
Yes, put it on a t-shirt. We love it. We love the honesty. We love Desi's honesty with us as she joins the podcast today. So make sure you stay tuned because I promise you, you do not want to miss this interview. If you are a Challenge fan at all, and I'm not just hyping it up, like, dude, we learned so much on this episode. So stay tuned because it's definitely coming up next.
Yes. And remember, we want to hear from you. So send us your questions through the comments on Apple Podcasts and on social media with the hashtag AskChallengeUSA. And maybe we'll use your questions in an upcoming Pick Your Poison segment.
Oh, and by the way, you know the girls are feuding because of our podcast. What? Tyson and Ben are going at it.
Oh, yes, they are.
Because of the interview that came out last week. Ooh, see, this is why you guys need to stay tuned to the podcast.
Hello.
So y'all can know what's happening. And then tweet us. Make sure to include Devon and myself so we can know what's going on. We might respond, we might not. Depends on what's good for our political game. But either way, make sure you stay tuned into what's going on. Okay, so we will be back with this fabulous interview with the Desi Williams after this break.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Desi, my girl, my girl, my girl. Welcome to the podcast. We have been waiting for you, mama. Welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to talk to y'all.
Girl, I'm so happy to have you here. Yes. I have so many questions.
All right. Hopefully I got all the answers, girl.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. First of all, let's run it back from the beginning. You know, we're going to ease into this interview, okay? So
okay,
you get the
good.
Phone call and they're like, hey, we want you to come do this new version of the challenge. How do you feel? What do you say? What happens?
I mean, I was excited. Like, why would not? First of all, like, I played Survivor 5 years ago. So I was also like, are you sure you're calling the right person? Like, you know, like, I've been off the scene for a minute. Mm-hmm. So I think first and foremost, I was just like, what barrel did they pull my name out of? Like, how did they find me? it was like my first thought. But then my second thought was like, obviously, I love competition. I love to compete. So this is like, you know, the competitions on Survivor were my favorite. So I was excited to like get another opportunity to compete in these like outrageous challenges that only happen on reality TV.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I was flattered. I was excited. But then when I got there, I was like, now truly, how did they find me? Because, you know, when it comes to like survivors, they were survivor legends, like people who have been on multiple seasons or who are like, I grew up like thinking like, this person is like an amazing survivor player.
Don't underestimate yourself.
So did that make you feel intimidated, Desi, when you arrived and you saw who all was there?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, Sarah Lucina obviously is like one of the best survivor players ever, just physically, strategically. Mm-hmm. When I saw Sarah Lucina, I was like, oh shit, like if I have to go to an elimination against her, I might break a neck. Like, so it is intimidating. It's intimidating to know that these people are like really good strategic players, but also really good physical players. And although like physically I did great on Survivor, like
you did.
The game strategy was not my strength. So I was nervous. I was like, I need to work with these people because if not, like, yeah, I'm either with them or against them.
Don't underestimate yourself.
Don't ever underestimate, never, Desi.
Girl, let me tell you something. When the promo for the show aired, the internet, girl, I think you went viral. The internet was in an uproar for your muscles, girl. Your muscles on the internet. Like, they were like, she's fit, she's beautiful, she's gorgeous. What did you do to train and prepare? Because, girl, you came in looking like what you look like when you look like what you look like. So what happened? What did you do?
I mean, I work out anyway. So I like some of the people on the challenge, I think, knew from like October they were going on the show. I knew from like, I want to say like February. So I had like a month and a half maybe to prepare. But I work out anyway. So I work out like 5-6 days a week at baseline. So really, it was just like, let me work out a little bit harder and have like a goal in mind versus me just like working out to fit in my clothes, basically. So I truthfully, like my workout routine did not change significantly prepping for the challenge. It was just, you know, a little bit more of what I do anyway.
Desi, you brought up a really good point. You said when you came in the house and you saw, you know, all of the other, particularly the survivor players that were there and their survivor legends, because as a viewer, I'm wondering if you can kind of help clarify this. You mentioned when you saw Sarah, like Sarah is legendary in the survivor world for good reason. Watching her on the challenge, she hasn't quite shown what she's capable of or what she's done. Sarah's like, I'm the best. But she's also telling people, put something on Angela's board, put something on Alyssa's board. They're trying to get me
help
out.
Me.
So do you think that just her history allowed her to be the biggest in the best, you know, or like to claim that title without having had proved herself so far in the challenge? Or what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. I mean, I have never understood like leading with, like, I prefer to just like overperform. Like, I want to be underestimated and I want to like prove myself to you. I'm not trying to talk a big game if I can't back it up. So that's always strange to me when people are like leading with their words versus their actions. Mm-hmm. But I will say she's played Survivor enough times and proven herself on Survivor enough times that people who know her from Survivor know she's a competitor. And people who know like her background, like this girl was an MMA fighter. She's a cop. She ran 7 marathons on 7 different continents in 7 days. Like I ran one marathon once and I would never do that again. Like most miserable I've ever been in my life. So I know she's like you have to be like almost mentally unwell to like do some shit like that. So I just, I think we all knew that she had like the drive in her and the fight. Mm-hmm. But yeah, she's certainly not showing up on the challenge in the way that we all expected her to. And obviously that she expected herself to.
And speaking of saying showing up on the challenge, there's a hilarious clip of you early on in this episode where you were like, Angela came here in diamonds. She doesn't need the money. Can you walk us through for a moment, Desi? Because I was not expecting that. Also, you're hilarious. You also said it with a very straight face. And also, the Challenge House, and like, I don't feel like I'd bring anything valuable to the Challenge House. That's just me personally.
Well, maybe she had it to spare. She had diamonds to spare.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like, my Lululemon pants went missing, and I was distraught. I'm like, this girl bought, like, diamonds on diamonds. Like, not just one diamond ring. Like, diamond ring, diamond necklace, diamond earrings. And I just assumed it was, like, Cupid zirconia. Like, why would you bring diamonds up into this house with strangers?
Right.
So exactly. If you have diamonds to spare, because they tell you not to bring anything valuable. So you didn't bring your most valuable diamond. You brought your spare diamond.
Your everyday diamond. Yeah.
Right. Your everyday, like, yeah, I don't need these diamonds. So if you got diamonds to spare, like, girl, you don't need this money.
Right. That's a fair assessment. Right. That sounds
you
fair.
You want to throw away diamonds? Like, I can't even relate.
You get a diamond. You get a diamond. You get a diamond.
Right. Basically. me. So I said it with a straight face because I meant it. It's just like, yes, she and I are from different worlds. Like, we are not the same.
Man. So tell us about this Fab Five. How did it form? When did it form? Whose idea was it? How did this come about?
It is actually bizarre that the Fab Five became such a big deal. So that clip y'all saw where Sarah said to the Fab Five and then Cash yelled the Fab Five afterwards that everybody could hear. Like, that was literally when the Fab Five was quote unquote formed. And it was like that. There was no conversation. There was no discussion. I had not ever talked game to Cash ever. So the fact that it became such a big deal to everybody else in the house isn't shocking to me because Cash literally yelled it. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, it's going to become a big deal. But it really, like, the Fab Five was never as solid and as big of a deal as everybody else made it seem. Or everybody perceived it to be.
It wasn't, like, a real thing.
I think once everybody was talking about it, like, it had to become real. Because, like, there's no way for us to talk people out of the fact that we're working together now. But it was not, there was no discussion about this Fab Five. Sarah said it. We were like, oh, okay, that's cute, I guess. And then it kind of just exploded from there and became very much the biggest deal in the house.
Where do you and Cash stand now? Because watching it, of course, it does. It seems like it's the biggest deal in the house, right?
Right.
And like, oh, this is this blood alliance. Although, let me rewind for a second. It seems like that except for when one of your members of the Fast Five, I'm not going to say any names or point any elbows, was like, go block out the other boards. And you were like, okay,
nope.
Cool. And then you walked right over to your board. Peace right on down, Desi. You're like, I could black out or I could win. I think I'm a win.
Right. I'm a win this challenge.
Yes, yes, girl. Yes. It seems like everyone lost sight of the goal, really, of the day. But is that, like, where do you and Cash stand now, having voted her in? Like, do you feel like she understood because you got the Fab Five apparently wasn't as tight as it appeared? Or did it really cause a rift outside of the house?
And no, I think Cache understood. And yeah, there's just so much context and subcontext.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Cache and I were never close in the house. And she, you know, kind of came to me and she was like, yeah, although we've never been close, like I've never thrown your name in. And I'm like, girl, you halfway won one time. Like, when was she gonna throw my name in? but anyway, that's neither here nor there. But she tried to convince me that she was never against me. But part of the reason why I felt I had to win that challenge was even though we had said Fab Five in a separate conversation, I can't remember if it was Justine or Kayla, came to me and said that Cache, like within the 3 days after we said Fab Five, had come to them and said that she was targeting me.
Really?
That's
correct.
You know what?
And then Alyssa and then Cache came to me and said, oh, Alyssa and Angela are targeting you. And I had a separate conversation with Angela and Alyssa who said, oh no, Cash came to us and told us that she wants to target you. So there's just like so much backstory that there was part of me that was like, if I don't win this and Cache possibly wins this, because she was the next girl who was going to win behind me. She, like, she probably could have beat me, but she incorrectly laid out her tiles for Connect Four.
The shade in that statement, like, Desi, I heard it, but continue.
I'm just putting like context to the situation, maybe slight shade, but like no shade against Cache as a person. Like she laughed about it later. She was like, yeah, I screwed up my Connect Four.
Yeah.
But I also knew like potentially if she won, it was clear that, that I was not safe with her. And it was also clear that something weird was happening with the Survivor boys, particularly like Dom and Danny were my strongest alliance. That was the only alliance that ever had a name. It was Triple D. Mm. We have been Triple D from like the beginning.
Gotcha.
So it became clear that there was something weird happening during that challenge because they were clearly not targeting these girls who we have been against. Like we were never on the same team.
Yeah.
Angela and Alyssa. Like why all of a sudden are we protecting them and not targeting them?
What's the real tea, Desi? I know we're sort of going out of order in a way, but what's the real tea of why you picked Cash? Because what we see is we see you and, like, you're putting up a fight for it to be Alyssa and Angela, which makes sense, valid argument, diamonds and all. And Danny's like, absolutely not. And I have a theory on why you did end up changing and making it Cash, but I want to know if that's correct. So what is the real reason?
Ooh, I would love to hear your theory. You want me to answer first?
I want you to answer first, but then I'll tell you my theory, whether it was right or wrong.
Okay. All right. There was a lot that we obviously, we literally went back and forth. Mm-hmm. So like I said, Dom, Danny, and I have been thick as thieves from maybe not day one, but as soon as like all the other survivors started to act weird, we created this like sub-alliance within Survivor. Mm-hmm. So part of me, part of the reason why I never wanted to do what Danny wanted to do is because I felt like betrayed. I was just hurt in the moment. And I was like, you've just betrayed me and now you want me to do what you want to do? Mm-hmm. Like, it, that just wasn't sitting right with me. It also was feeling like the boys were running every elimination decision and that wasn't sitting right with me. So I never really had an issue throwing Cachet in.
Oh.
But, I mean, I personally didn't. I wanted to give Sarah who she wanted. And truthfully, like, I would have loved to get Alyssa or Angela out of the game. Mm-hmm. I mean, Alyssa I didn't really find as a threat, but I just, like, was ready for her to go, essentially. So I was more pushing for Alyssa than Angela because I didn't want Angela to come back and win something and target me.
Right.
So Cachet was kind of the easiest decision, and the only reason I ever fought so hard against it was because at that point, I was no longer trusting my closest guy alliance. Gotcha. And so I didn't know where I had protection in the game.
Okay.
But I knew it wasn't the cash.
You know what? I'm sorry. One thing that gets me in trouble in Big Brother is I'm a fact checker. I like to check facts. And we Ooh, have you on a girl. Podcast. And so I have to ask this question. You here now, girl, so I gotta ask you. But earlier you said that you and Cachet hadn't talked game. You hadn't really talked to her, so on and so forth. But let's go back to around when Tiffany was there, right? Weren't you the one who warned Cachet that Tiffany was allegedly coming after her?
So it was, yes, I did. Yeah, I did.
So why did you want to protect her early on, but then she became disposable at the end? Like, what shifted? What happened?
It was less, well, there's a lot. So we'll start, like, in that moment.
Uh-huh.
Cash, like, there's stuff that transpired with Cachet and I after that point in the game. But
tell us,
I
girl.
Was more so warning Cachet because, like, and now I think it was all, like, I don't know if it was an act. I don't know if the feelings were true. But, like, this girl seemed to truly be struggling around Cinco being in this game. Like, truly struggling. Mm-hmm. So I was trying to tell her that to be like, girl, get your mind right. Like, she's doing this on purpose to screw with you. Like, don't let it get under your skin. Like, it's really, like, this is part of her game. But don't, like, kill yourself over it. Because, I mean, she cried all the time. Like, all the time. Cachet was crying.
We had her on the podcast, and I do think it was a real, seemed like that was significant for her, like that she really was, going
really
through it.
That, yeah, it
felt significant for me in the moment, too. So that's really why I warned her, because I was like, I just need you to, like, grasp that this is all a part of Tiffany's game move so that you can, like, move forward in this game and actually just, like, play this game and not see this as a personal attack. It's a game attack. Mm-hmm. So
so it was more so encouragement than, like, having her back in the game.
Yeah, it was never like we were working together.
Okay.
Cachet and I were, I think, clearly to nobody ever working together. But it was more just like, I need this girl to stop crying over this man and this man flirting. And then fast forward, once Tiffany was gone from the game, then it became like any girl who was talking to Cinco too much, she then was like, why are you flirting with Cinco? Like, that hurts my feelings. So, like, she and I had an altercation about it. She and Justine had to have a conversation about it. I think she and Shan had to have a conversation about it. Like, Cinco could not talk to a woman in the house without it being a problem. And that's when I was like, okay, she's taking it. Like, I understand you're hurt, but, like, you're taking this too far. Like, every woman talking to Cinco don't want Cinco. What are we going to do with Cinco? We don't want Cinco. So that's kind of where we went from there. And then after that, we just sort of didn't communicate much.
And then the Fab Five formed.
And then as we were sitting there, yeah. And because I will say, like, I was also close with Justine, Sarah, and Kayla. Kayla was also, like, Kayla and I had been probably, she was probably the girl I was closest with the soonest in the game. So once they kind of got close with Cachet, then I had to, like, you know, I couldn't be like, you guys want to be friends with Cachet? I don't like Cachet.
Right.
And I didn't, like, dislike Cachet. She's cool or whatever. But, like, I also didn't know that her being a part of our alliance was going to benefit us.
Uh-huh.
But I went along with it because I'm not going to piss off my other alliance.
So I want to make sure that I'm fair because you gave me the real reason. You gave us the real reason why you voted out Cache, as opposed to what my theory was. And I was wrong.
What was your theory?
Because I've been in that situation before where it is two people voting someone out, like voting someone down. And it was Zach and me at the time. And we did not agree. And what went down behind the scenes was TJ said, if y'all don't come to an agreement, then Devin's going to go into elimination. And so I gave Zach the look of death, and then we came to an agreement, and I did not go into elimination. And I was wondering, and I think someone alluded to this on our podcast today, that there was a feeling that potentially if when we got to the single gender eliminations, right, where it's just like a guy's day, girl's day, that if the two people didn't agree, then the one who wasn't up for elimination could sort of hold firm, and the person whoever's gender it was to be eliminated that day would then actually have to swap in. So I was wondering if it got, you really were, you know, dedicated to the Fab Five just as a viewer, and if you really wanted it to be Angela or Alyssa, and Danny was like, absolutely not, that TJ or somehow you heard like, okay, if you guys don't agree, then Desi, you're going to be the one going down into elimination.
Yeah. I mean, we assumed that as well. So that's why I knew we had to come to agreement. And yeah, it was pretty clear that Danny was not budging. But like I said, I also had reason to throw Cache in.
Right.
From just like the past experiences in the game, I had reason to throw Cache in. So I did want to stick with the 5-5 because everyone puts out that alliance. But I also knew, like, even if Sarah is her most pissed and she comes back.
Which is every episode, like, girl. It's every episode.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. She's not going to be more pissed at me than she is at Angela.
That's right. That's true. She is just lasered in.
She's hot with them.
Angela, for sure. Yeah. Ooh. Now that you voted Cache in, does this mean you're now kind of taken into this alliance with Alyssa, Angela, Danny, and the Survivor boys? Like, because since you were part of Triple D, and like they, you know, Dom and Danny were trying to get you over to their way of thinking, now you did something that benefits their game. Yeah, what benefit are you going to get from this now, or can we expect? Or at least do you think that you're going to get from this?
Right. So, I mean, that's essentially the dream I'm sold, right? Like, we forgot to tell you that this was part of our alliance now. Like, that was our bad and not telling you. So we're telling you now, and like, you were always a part of this, essentially. So not shown separately. I had a conversation with Angela and Alyssa, and they were like, yeah, I'm sorry the boys didn't communicate to you that we had formed this new alliance, but like, you were always in our alliance.
Lies.
Whoa.
I agree, right? But like, you know.
Hindsight. Not everybody has a Davon in their back pocket to go read the receipts.
Because I'm going.
That's fair.
And now I'm seeing it back and I'm like, no, they purposefully excluded me from this conversation. Right. But I still trusted that Danny and Dom had my back before they had Kayla or Justine.
Right.
Or Sarah's back.
Right.
So it was really kind of like a point in the game where I was like, I could either stick with this Fab Five relationship and potentially piss off these other people that could potentially throw me in, or I could just like make sure I'm good with basically everyone at this point. So it kind of secured me being essentially in that, like, at this point that I'm in alliance with everybody in the house.
Girl, that's the way to do it. That is the way to do it. Let me tell you.
Yeah. So that's essentially how that like worked out, and it became the best decision for me.
So inside of the game, without watching episodes and knowing, you know, the out parts of what's happening, you feel safe. You feel like you're a part. Okay, I'm good with these people. I'm good with these people. Or like you just said, I'm covered with everybody, right? But now you're watching it back and you're seeing what was going on behind the scenes. So, I mean, how does it feel knowing that Angela and Alyssa essentially had more pull in your alliance than you did?
Wow.
Oh, it's, no, I agree. I mean, I'm still like, don't know that I can look at Dom and Danny the same. Like, I know. How have we been working together for literal weeks? And you have one conversation with Angela and Alyssa now. That's y'all's road dogs. Like,
yeah.
And I mean, as a boy who thinks that, like, you know, we still have in the back of our head that potentially there's going to be a partner component in the final. So I actually understood, like, I understand you not wanting to put Angela in. I understand you wanting Angela to go to the end. Like, I would choose Angela over most of the men to compete in the final with, as well as a partner. So I get that. But, like, why Alyssa? That's just what I couldn't understand. Ooh, I couldn't understand why they were defending Alyssa so heavily.
I mean, she does have a big bank account. Because I'm not going to lie. You look at her, you don't necessarily think she's the most intimidating. But when you look at her number on that roster, you're like, oh, okay, she's put in work. I mean, she has...
She does well.
Yeah, she has a big bank account. And it's interesting, the way Angela and Alyssa went about getting boys on their side was very smart. And especially if you're saying that you had a feeling that guys were kind of running these eliminations or what have you. Do you think that was something that was missed on the part of the Fab Five at all? Because we don't see them, at least as a viewer, really taking much of that into account.
Yeah. Okay. So...
Spill it, girl. Spill it. I hear you.
I know. I'm like, how do I even like... Okay, so I'm going to say the first thing that I wanted to say initially, and then we'll get back to this question. Mm-hmm. But the tea is, and this came from the lips of Angela, that the challenge that Alyssa won, Angela threw. You might recall it was like horoscope signs, and she repeated a horoscope, and she knew she repeated that horoscope. But she wanted Alyssa to be part of like the winner's circle. So that's the first tea. And then we can circle back to your question. Okay. So that's why I'm still like, why Alyssa? She won trivia.
Well, damn. Okay.
But now we know why she won trivia. Okay, so that's the first tea. And then circling back to the Fab Five. So I don't think, and there's like so much like drama happening with like Ben and Sarah and there's a lot happening behind the scenes that for me, like, it's not even worth bringing the Fab Five to the boys because, like, Sarah's pretty volatile at this point in the game.
We see
she's
it.
Volatile. Girl, she's dramatic. We see it. But also what you're not seeing is every other day Sarah's like, I'm tired of this game. I miss my family. I want to go home.
Oh, boy.
So there's also this, like, idea that, like, is Sarah's head even... in this game. So there's no boy who's going to put his game on the line to team up with Sarah. When just yesterday or 30 minutes ago, Sarah was like, I'm ready to go home.
Gotcha.
And that's why you even see Sarah coming to Danny and I at this point in the game. And she's like, I just want y'all to know, like, I'm here. Like, remember she came and like dapped us up. And
girl,
was like,
that looked crazy as hell. That was crazy as hell. I'm sorry. That was one of my questions to you. What were you thinking that moment? Because that was crazy. I would have just bust out laughing. I'm sorry. What? She was just like, I'll send her home. Okay, let's do it. Bye. Like, what?
But that's why she did it, was because I feel like the day before, it was probably the same day. I don't know. She was saying, like, I'm ready to just go home. Like, I don't even care I'm going to elimination. I just want to go home anyway. So I'm like, I'm not going to put in into elimination and then your head is not here and you want to go home anyway.
100%.
Then they come back for me.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Right. And I have to deal with the consequences. No, thank you. Oh, so that's why she, that then makes that like DAP conversation make more sense. Because it does look stupid. It's like out of context. Why is she coming up to us while we're having a conversation? But it was to assure us that she was ready to go home and she was ready to compete.
And that also explains why she wanted Angela so much, because if she did lose, it was to a big person, a big player.
Look at Devon pulling out that psychology.
Okay. Wow.
That is so crazy because she was talking so much smack about Leo, King Leo the cat, when Leo wanted to go home at one point and like how weak Leo is. And she's trying to like be big and bad, and then you have no money and you're talking about you can't handle the game, you just want to go home. Like, what are
not
you
called the girl broke.
I mean, she is. I don't know what. I mean, she has more money than me. She's one survivor. But still, on this show, she's broke. And it makes no sense. It's just all crazy to me. And also, it now makes more sense because this is the thing that didn't sit right in my spirit watching this episode. When the commentary or the narrative changed to, and Alyssa and Angela are gloating that, like, the Fab Five had one goal, which was to get us out, and they couldn't do that during the specific challenge, during the game. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking... that was not the goal, fool. Like, the goal was for them to win, and Desi accomplished that. Like, and especially knowing what I know you've just shared with us, Desi, that Sarah every lunch break was like, I might be here, I might not. No, I'm not going to go help sabotage for you when I could just skate and win some extra money in my bank account. Like, I didn't like that. That was the narrative. I don't know how you guys felt watching it, but I'm like, no, you played it smart, Desi, like, as you should have. The Fab Five didn't fail at anything. Like, Sarah wrote her own fate in that
right.
game.
Right.
So as right. an alliance, I do think they failed. I think y'all failed
How?
Bad.
How?
And, yeah,
Stop
I do.
It.
I do.
I mean,
I do.
And I think if we were truly working together, no, I mean, you go ahead, but I agree with you.
Let me say why. Because they could have had a conversation where they said, okay, Desi, you're going to take this. So all you need to do is focus on getting your four. While you're getting your four, we're going to sabotage Angela. If that's what they really wanted to do.
But here's the thing. Why would you do that for anyone who's that volatile? I'm sorry. And I know I've been the weakest link on the challenge. I have no shame in my game. But I've never, ever threatened to go home. I've never, ever been, like, volatile. I'm going to give up. That is a liability. That is not a strength. I wouldn't risk anything for
but
that.
But she ain't got no money. So if she doesn't get the money, she doesn't get to go to the final, right? So we ain't going to have to worry about her for too much longer anyway.
Exactly. But I'm saying I wouldn't have sabotaged. Because now look at Desi's position, too. Because
but Desi wouldn't
right
have been in that. Her hands
right
are clean.
But she's exactly. Her hands are clean, which means she could kind of butter up to Angela and Alyssa a little mm-hmm. and be like, look, I gave you a bone.
That's what I'm saying.
I didn't throw you in. Which is perfect. So therefore, in my mind, Desi played it smart. Look, if it was for a stronger player, maybe. But for Sarah's wild behind, absolutely not.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't worth the risk. And I mean, we didn't,
four out of five failed.
We didn't create a plan. Yeah, but if we had five people, we should have easily been able to sabotage them more than they were able to sabotage Sarah. But I first did not realize how much they were sabotaging. Like, I didn't realize they were just going to black her out completely. I thought they were just going to, like, block what she was already making. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I couldn't risk.
Thank you, girl.
Of course. Of course.
In the words of TJ, this is an individual game.
And at this point, I'm still working with Sarah, but I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not going to risk my game for Sarah.
So yeah, that's
I'm still
what I'm
like, willing to work with Sarah. I'm going to support Sarah. Yeah. I'm going to cheer Sarah on. But like, I'm not going to risk my whole game.
Yeah.
I think you
for
did,
really
right?
Anybody.
For going with what you were supposed to do, but as an alliance, well, okay, let me say this, because yeah, we do have all this extra information now, but if it like was a real alliance, like what we thought we saw in the episode, right? Because we thought this was something that was real concrete, right? And if it was, mm-hmm. I'm saying you could have went on and did your thing, got the four, took the win, but the other four could have done a job if it was all about we need to get Angela out. You know what I'm saying? And at that point, if you guys would have made sure that she was in the bottom, the boys wouldn't have had no say. It's out of their hands. And you guys right. could have taken control.
But Sarah
of
would
it.
Have volunteered to then go in anyway. So I
and
also
she probably
like
would have
was,
went home. Everybody
right.
wins.
So I also feel like there was it to me. It just I feel like the Fab Five needs a new strategic leader. You guys can call me next time. Kylan's gonna call me for the celebrity trivia. I don't understand why they were like. So I would have just let Angela or let Sarah go into. I don't know. Maybe it's just I have very strong feelings about. The gameplay we've seen about Sarah. So I'm just shut up in this moment. But Desi, props to you. I was proud and happy to see you win. And the Fab Five nobody seemed to be on the same page except for Kayla, who started, you know, initially putting things on Angela's.
I recommend
right.
one.
And I mean,
out of five.
My one, like, we did have to put down one block, and I did put my one block on Angela's
Ooh,
board. But, like,
my one.
Kayla,
I'm not going to keep blocking.
Listen, all of y'all,
game.
Y'all were like, she was like, can you please help me, please, please.
I mean, she probably even asked the security guards at that point. I know
yes,
it happened.
TJ.
I know we just didn't see it. She was asking the cameraman and the audio engineer, can you please, because they're trying to block my board and they're messing with the wrong one because I'm the strongest. Now, can you put your microphone on her board to block it? Girl, I'm going to need you to pull your own weight. Thank you.
Right, right. But it was weird to me that specifically Danny and Dom weren't at least helping her. And that's when I was like, something else is going on here.
Oh, your antennas went up.
But then didn't you think at one point it was because he at the time was the only guy that wasn't qualified and didn't have money? Like, it would make sense that he would be like, look, I want to help you, sis, but like, I got to secure my spot in TJ's final or Kiki
is going to
get me.
Yeah, but we had to block. Yeah, Kiki wouldn't come from me, right? But we had to, like, you had to block at least once. Like, you
oh, really?
Put four tokens on. Yeah.
Oh.
So I think it was like you could put down three of your own and then you must block before you
oh.
put a fourth one down on yours.
Gotcha.
So
oh, they said you're going to take five trips.
Right, exactly. So he had to block somebody.
Oh.
And not only was Angela's board the closest to like the entrance.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like it's the easiest one to block and you uh-huh. still purposely did not block her. Since when
Who
we
did he block?
Angela?
Who's did he block?
I don't remember. I don't
okay.
remember who blocked. I just know it wasn't Angela because she didn't have enough blocks on her board. So that's when I was like,
gotcha.
Something's happening because why wouldn't
gotcha.
Danny and Dom at least like put their one block they have to put down on this girl's board who we have never been working with in this game?
Did anyone try to block you?
No, she was clear.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Yours was clear. And, that, and see, I paid attention to that because I've been watching your social game from the beginning, right? And so when this competition came up, I was like, okay, let me see if somebody puts anything on hers. And the fact that yours was clear, I was like, oh, mm-hmm. she got this in the bag. She got nobody was worried about putting anything on yours. I was like, oh, her social game is A1.
That's the way to do it. Be under the radar. That's the way to do it.
I mean, yeah, it's mm-hmm. what I'm saying. And that's why I did this vote the way I did it. Because it's not going to make anybody mad at me. I potentially now have two new alliance members.
I'm not mad at Kiko. You did it. That was smart.
But it was, I was upset.
Who are you more scared of to compete against, Desi? Sarah or Angela?
Oh, I mean, obviously, Angela.
Sarah or Alyssa?
Don't do that.
More
don't
scared?
Set up Alyssa like that.
Yeah, Sarah or Alyssa.
Who am I more scared to compete against? I mean, obviously, I'd be more afraid against Sarah. I do not find, personally, Alyssa intimidating at all. Mm-hmm. Personally.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Not that she hasn't performed. Like, she killed that elimination. I gave that to her. She killed that elimination.
Yes, she did.
But could I have probably done it better? You know what I mean?
Ooh, that sounds like a Drake song. Devon, who would you be more afraid to go against, Sarah or Angela?
We talked about this. I ain't afraid of nobody, Devin.
I know, but okay, fine. If you had to pick one to go against in any of the eliminations we've seen thus far, which would you pick, Sarah or Angela?
I think I would pick Sarah if I was in the house with her because I would be annoyed. I would be thoroughly annoyed to the point where it's like, come on, let's just get this over with. You know what I mean? Because that's just my personality. Let's just get this over with.
Yeah,
but if one of them were down and they called me down, I mean, let's go to war. I don't care.
All right, so let's now say Sarah or Alyssa.
Why are you trying to set her up?
Desi being the third co-host.
Y'all don't have me be the only person throwing shade on the podcast.
Why are you trying to set her up? But you know what? Listen, I don't underestimate anybody. Like we was talking about with Danny versus Enzo in a hall brawl. If the person is terrified of you, that's the person you need to be very careful with going into. So I don't underestimate anybody. It might be a puzzle. And Alyssa might get the puzzle quicker than I do. You just, you don't know. You don't know.
Or trivia, like that one elimination, right? With the entertainment trivia.
Right.
The one Kylan lost on.
You never know.
Yeah,
you never know. Madonna could show up. You never know.
Right. Yeah, right. You never know.
That is fair.
So when you go and you tell Sarah that Angela was a no-go, you said there were conversations that happened in the background about pitching Alyssa. Well, I want to know what those conversations were and who they were to.
I mean, I was mostly having my conversations with Danny. I couldn't understand why Danny did not want to put Alyssa in. Because she's not the strongest, like, she's not the strongest competitor in the house, for sure. She's not the weak. Like, I don't think she's necessarily the weakest, necessarily.
Who is?
But
who is? Who's the weakest competitor in the house?
I mean, I would say at this point, it would have to be probably between, in my head, Cashier and Alyssa. But I don't know. You know, it's hard to, like, it depends on the competition.
Who do you think
the
weakest guy is in the house at this point?
Oh, no.
Enzo.
You know, I almost forgot he was there still.
Right. I mean, I don't think he was in this episode at all.
He was in one line, which is actually really funny. Like, it was such a good Enzo moment because everybody's like putting their things and then they're looking at TJ, you know, like, am I clear? Or like, did I get it? Or something like that. And then you just see Enzo when he does his, he's like, we good? And it was just such a, like, I don't know, a funny Enzo moment. But
You know what I wanted to know? You guys had the Fab Five. Did you ever let Cachet know that she could be going into elimination? Like, did you warn her? Like, hey,
good question.
I did. Both times I sent people into elimination, I told them they were going in, so it wasn't
that's trying to do it. Good job.
I did tell her, and she tried to make her last final plea to me, and that conversation got a little messy. And then I was,
what happened? Tell us. We're listening. We are listening
because we didn't see that.
She sort of tried to like give a quick little montage of our relationship. Like, you know, at first we like didn't really see eye to eye. Like, even though you were flirting with Cinco all the time, like I still tried to like have your back and I was never gunning for you in this game. So I just don't understand like why you would target me, because I've always had your back, even when you were flirting with Cinco. And that was the moment I was like, oh, she gotta go. Like, in this moment, you gonna bring up Cinco again? Like, I'm sorry, boo.
Oh, wow.
It was already you, but like, now I feel good about saying your name.
No, it was already you. Desi, Lord.
No, I mean, it was like after I told her she was going in, then she presented this argument that then
she gave you the cherry.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
She sealed her own fate. And ironically, through the very guy she wanted to distance herself from. That's interesting. That's like Shakespearean in a way. Can you tell us about your relationship with Justine? Because I know she's part of Fab Five. You guys seem to have gotten really close. And Justine has proved herself and done so in a way where she's not making like the most noise on the show, but she's proved herself. Tell me about your relationship with her.
She's a powerhouse.
Yeah, Justine is my girl. Like, I love Justine. And she has been killing it in the game. Killing it in the game. So I would say, like, Justine, I mean, I trusted at this point. I trusted Sarah. I trusted Kayla. I trusted Justine. I just did not totally trust Cachet. So Justine and I were tight at this point. Mm-hmm. I was also, though, a little confused as to, like, because, again, I said that, like, you know, Cachet has now had a conversation about Cinco with me, with Justine, and her had a thing about it. Like, it's been a thing. So I'm also confused as to, like, why all of a sudden Justine and Cash are, like, friendly again, when there was also a period of time when, like, they weren't talking to each other in the house. So then I don't know, you know, you come up with so much stuff in your head, but I'm like, is Justine just like, is she just a phenomenal actor? Like, does she have my back? Like, why are we working with Cachet? Like, I couldn't figure it out. So Justine was my girl. Like, I would have never put Justine in elimination, but that made Cachet.
So you're just questioning everybody, Desi. You have trust issues in this house. You are
it's the paranoia.
But what's crazy is, like, I literally did not until this episode. And then everything started to, like, not add up. Because and that's why the Fab Five thing was so odd. Because literally, like, a week before that, I don't know if maybe it had been 2 weeks at that point. You know, time is whatever in the house. But Cachet and Justine were not talking to each other. And then all of a sudden they were, like, spending all their time together. So then I'm like, was that a fake fight so that we thought they weren't close and they actually are? Like, I just came up with so many
things. Another theory.
Okay.
Not to add to your conspiracies, but now that you're out of the house, Desi.
Not me exposing myself as crazy.
It's okay. We still love you. I think everyone who's on the challenge has a little bit of crazy in them. I feel like that's just a qualification. Okay. Myself included, obviously. All right. So here's my new theory based on what you've shared with us now and what we watched in this week's episode. Do you think, because you said Sarah was the one who said, oh, Fab Five, and then Cachet sort of like said it out loud where everybody could hear it. Do you think the two players who stand to gain the most in having support from Kayla, you, and Justine sort of like jumped on and or orchestrated this Fab Five thing, feeling like they would stand to get benefit?
I mean, I see where you're going. And now that you say it.
Oh, Lord, Devin.
Add that to the list of conspiracies. No. partly, but I think, I also think Cachet was trying to play all sides at this point in the game, too. Because after we had that Fab Five conversation, she then had a separate conversation with Alyssa and Angela.
Okay.
So I think Cachet thought she was good on all fronts. Like, I think she was also just trying to, like, cover herself on all sides, and she... I think believed too strongly in her pull in the game.
We learned so much. My head is literally, it's like that meme, you know, where they have like the strings connected to the different photos and they're trying to figure out, like, there's so many things happening behind the scenes that we are like figuring out.
That's why it's hard for me to watch. I'm like, I come off as like almost crazy, like, or weak, or like I made a dumb decision, but I'm like, not, there was so much that, like,
I don't think you come across as crazy at all. Like,
no, not at all.
Yeah.
Like, not until this podcast.
As like the freaking Wikipedia of the challenge, of all these things that were going on behind the scenes that we did not yet know about. Like,
this is why everybody should be listening to our podcast, because we got the juice, the tea, and the sauce. Come right over here.
And it's sweeter than that super sweet Frappuccino that Davon got. Because do you know that Davon, okay, we talk about crazy.
Oh my God, Devin!
Okay, Davon, I'm just gonna, and you know I love you, sis, you know I love you. Davon apparently goes to Starbucks and tells the barista to surprise her with a drink order. No joke. That is a level of recklessness we haven't seen since episode 5 with Sarah in it. That is just wild to me. But anyway, also,
it's great,
that means
okay?
Davon is a G, because anybody who can do that can withstand anything in life. I'm just...
Yeah, there's no way I'd ask for that.
Starbucks is like a box of chocolates. If you go in there with that mentality, you never know what you're going to get. And I have been happy ever since.
And it might be diabetes, so...
You know?
Be careful.
Oh, that in the name of Jesus. I don't want that. No.
I'm just saying, like, listen, don't let them put anything in that, girl.
You guys are killing me right now.
They're going to have you messed up.
Oh, when that that you diagnosed me. let's go ahead and see what your next journey has in store for you, Miss Desi. Dr. Desi. So Sarah wins this elimination. She coming back. Now, I did notice she didn't give you no chicken bones. That's tea,
yeah,
right?
That's
no turkey mm-hmm. bones. She didn't mm-hmm. give that to you. But she wins. Are you concerned that she'll have an issue with you for betraying her twice? Twice. And when I say twice, I mean once in the challenge, because, you know, you didn't really help her like that. And then two, you threw down somebody that she did not request. So how do you think she feels about you point. And what do you plan to do moving forward?
I'm not worried. not because I don't think she can win, but let me explain. So it became like in confessional, that's like a really big deal that we didn't work together and help her not lose this challenge, essentially. Mm-hmm. But I think we all recognize that, like, we didn't orchestrate this correctly. Like, yeah, we probably should have talked about a strategy, and we didn't talk about a strategy. So, like, I'm not going to talk about a strategy while I'm trying to win. Like,
right.
We should have talked about this before we play this game.
She needed to go in there. That just makes no sense to me. She needed to lose. I mean, like, for her own game, she needed to lose.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is, like, I don't think she was truly as upset with us as it seems like in confessional, because we all recognize that, like, yeah, we screwed this up. We should have talked about this and came up with a game plan. Mm-hmm. I mean, not that they really allowed us to talk beforehand. You know, you're like on ice, so you can't talk anyway. I mean, but Angela and Alyssa managed to talk, but we didn't. So I don't think she saw that as betrayal. Mm-hmm. Necessarily, because then she, you know, then everybody would have betrayed her. I betrayed her. Justine betrayed her. So I don't think that was as big of a deal. And I think that because this tea that y'all now know about, you know, passionized past relationship, everybody else in the house already knew that tea,
right?
Mm. So
okay,
I think there was a part of like Sarah who understood mine,
right?
It wasn't just my sole choice. Yeah. We all kind of also have seen the challenge. So yeah, there is that idea that like, we can't disagree because there's no consequence for Danny. There's a major consequence.
Exactly.
For me, so we have to come to
exactly.
decision. And y'all already know that like, Cashie and I have never been friends. So it was easy to like use that as an excuse to throw her in.
That you weren't betraying anyone. Yeah, that ultimately for your own individual game, you weren't really betraying anything because you hadn't had this close relationship with Cash, and because you're not the only one getting to make this vote, and clearly Danny is stubborn. I hope he's not like that in disagreements with Kiki, but he was just really stubborn.
I don't think he gets his way with Kiki though. I mean, no shade, but like, yeah, I think Kiki runs that house.
Yeah,
so.
I believe she does. Shout out to Kiki.
you know what? Figured it out. She got the keys.
Yeah, she did.
Speaking of Danny, I know we just discussed, you know, how you're going to be moving forward with Sarah. But, you know, really sitting back, realizing where you are in this game with the guys that were in your alliance. What can we expect to see as far as you trying to get back in with them?
Mm. I mean, I think, or at least from where I stand, me agreeing to go along with who they wanted me to put into elimination was me saying, like, I'm still with y'all.
Okay.
Otherwise, otherwise, there would be no point in me. Yeah. So, like, putting in Cash kind of was like a win-win situation for me, because it was like, all right, you guys, I'm showing my allegiance to you. I'm now showing also my allegiance to Alyssa and Angela.
So, is it Survivor, Big Brother, or the Fab Four? Where are we at?
I'm kind of a
Survivor Fab Brother.
I'm kind of in both. Yeah, I mean,
and that's the way to do it, girl.
Yeah,
I'm
with the Survivor guys. I'm with the Big Brother girls, and I'm still with the Fab Four.
That's good. So, that's a good place to be.
I do have another question for you, and I know we've kind of touched on this, but this also, I like cringed when I watched this because I felt for you. When you win, TJ like makes the announcement, right? And you guys are standing out there on that field, that stadium, which seems so cool, by the way. It just looked visually cool.
Yeah.
Before I get to my real question, was it super tiring doing that? Like, because a part of it looked easy and then the other part of it didn't. Like, how did that rank in terms of your favorite challenge dailies? aside from just winning?
Chips
yeah, I mean, as someone who, like, you know, works out a lot, and mm-hmm. I worked out thinking I was going to have to, like, do some running on the challenge. And mm-hmm. up to this point, we haven't had to do much physically. I was excited to, like, at least get to do something physical. Like, there were a lot of challenges where we would literally go to the challenge, and mm-hmm. then we go back to the house, and then I'd work out. So mm-hmm. I'm like, I ain't done nothing today. So it was nice to, like, have a challenge where I felt like I actually got to work out. But it was pretty exhausting.
Okay. Mm. How long did that challenge, do you think, last? Like, I know you don't have watches and clocks and all that stuff. They sort of keep you frozen. But was it long, or did it happen fairly quickly for everyone to get the pieces?
If I had to guess, it was probably like an hour.
Oh, that's not too bad for a challenge.
Maybe longer. That's kinda... But I don't feel like, yeah, it was one of our quicker daily challenges. And especially because we all ran it at the same time.
How fast was the elimination? Because when we saw Sarah,
it looked quick.
Yeah, that looked fast. Was it as fast as it looked?
They had to run for a minute on those little wheels. Okay. Like those wheels, yeah, it's probably, but it wasn't, I mean, maybe 5 minutes max for each round.
Oh, wait, 5 minutes max for each round? That's not that long at all.
That's quick, yeah.
For elimination.
Yeah, I think the hard part was just getting it started.
For Kat.
Right, yeah. Right. The hard part was getting it started. But once it started...
Yeah. She probably had to figure out her, like, angle, like, you know, or her strategy.
She was holding on by her chin. My poor baby.
She was.
I know. It was hard to watch, but also so kind of entertaining.
The back to, because we took a long route, but the question I wanted to ask you is, when you're in that stadium.
yes.
And TJ, and you win, and TJ says, you know, you win. And then he's like, Sarah, like, we'll see you down elimination, da, da, da. And she was like, I'm not scared. Desi has my back. Like,
oh my God.
What exactly were you feeling or thinking in that moment when she said that in front of everybody so confidently?
I mean, again, I've never understood trying to play a wild game. Like, mm-hmm. why? Why would mm-hmm. you announce that? I mean, at the same time, I think everybody knew, like, well, I don't know. I don't know if people even, like, perceive Sarah and I being that close at this point. So, yeah, I was like, why would you say that? Like, you probably would have had more pull in this decision if you would have done it quietly. But, like, whatever, Sarah.
She said, Desi has my back, and I know she's going to give me who I want. I said, oh, no.
I know, right?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. The delusion. This episode should be called The Delusion. I mean, I can't.
Yeah. Yeah. Because also, I think she also, I don't know if she knew how close Danny and Dom were, like,
oh,
I think there's just a lot of, mm-hmm. yeah, there were a lot of components of, like, I was like, what, Sarah? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like watching the show, she's getting a huge wake-up call. We need her on the podcast. She's getting a huge wake-up call, seeing confessionals and different things like that, and maybe even seeing herself.
I wonder what it's like with her watching herself right now. Yeah. Like, what is going, that'd be interesting.
But truthfully, I actually love Sarah as a person. So it is, like, it is hard to watch her on TV because I'm like, oof, the world don't hate her. But I personally really like Sarah. Like, mm-hmm. she's probably one of the people I'm closest with from the game, post-game. But her in the game, was not.
What's the biggest difference from her in the game? And to be clear, we don't dislike Sarah because we don't know her. We've never met her. We're just only commenting
viewers.
On as viewers and what we're
as viewers,
seeing.
Yeah. Which is all you can do. Right?
Yeah.
Right.
What would you say is the biggest difference between the Sarah that we see in this game and, like, the Sarah that you've come to know and love outside of the Challenge House?
I think what is not shown is, like, Sarah has a great sense of humor. Mm-hmm. She's very easy to talk to. Mm. She's fun. Like, she's fun-loving. She's kind of like a, she's really like a kid at heart. She's literally like a big kid. Mm-hmm. So she's always, like, goofing around and, like, doing pranks. And she and Kayla created, like, a dance, like, Cache and Justine were a dance team, and then so Sarah and Kayla were a dance team. They'd have, like, these dance battles back and forth. Oh, so, like, Sarah's, like, she's fun. Like, she's just a lot of fun.
Oh, love that.
She's loyal as hell, mm-hmm. and I appreciate that about her. And she's just, like, a straight shooter. Like, she's going to say what's on her mind, and mm-hmm. you have to figure out, like, is that a joke or is it not a joke? But, she's just fun to be around, but you don't get to see that in the game because she's also obviously super competitive.
Yeah.
So that's all you see is super competitive, and... you know, she and Tyson are very similar in that they like to talk about how competitive they are.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I wish we could see that side of her. That'd
I
be
know.
Cool to see.
I do too.
Yeah, I wish too. Because, I mean, it was entertaining. Yeah. It's
Well, shout out to Sarah for having that side. We props to that side of Sarah.
Not till you come on the podcast.
Okay, fair, fair. But we like that she has that side. Something else that we really like, Desi, is this little game that we call Pick Your Poison. We have three fan questions that were sent to us using our hashtag, AskChallengeUSA. One is from Twitter, one is from Instagram, and one is from Reddit. Now, they range from boring, you know, what is your nail color, to extra juicy, although you've been giving us some real juicy stuff, girl. We appreciate you.
Yeah, no, I'm like, should I have said less?
But no, girl, always say more. Always say more on this podcast. But we're not going to tell you which question is, like, the juicy one and which one is the sort of chill, boring one. You just have to pick your poison. So which question would you like to answer? One from someone on Twitter, one from someone on Instagram, or one from someone on Reddit?
I mean, I'm gonna have to go with, I'm an Instagram girl myself. I don't really use the Twitters, and Reddit is just a whole nother world. I can't quite figure out. So I'm gonna go with Instagram.
Day, you wanna take this one?
Yes, but before I do, girl, just as to let you know, Twitter loves you. Come and visit us sometimes, okay?
Devon's the mayor.
You.
She's the mayor
we
of Twitter.
We love
so
you. Come she to
can
Twitter.
Get, I just, like, can't keep up. Like, Twitter, I just can't, I can't keep up. Like, TikTok, I also can't keep up. I'm like, how y'all posting 25 times a day? Like, y'all got nothing else happening? Aww. But I will come visit. I will come visit the Twitters.
If, yes, if we love you on the Twitter.
Okay,
so Instagram wants to know, did Danny talk about Kiki that much inside of the house?
I will say we certainly all knew Danny's wife's name. Like, there was, it wasn't like we never had to refer to Danny's wife as Danny's wife. It was like, oh, Kiki. So I don't think it was quite as, like, it wasn't in every conversation necessarily, but I mean, the man loves his wife. And
I know that's that right.
That is a level of love that we all aspire to.
We do love love.
He said, I'm going to let y'all know in this house. I'm going to let the viewers know. I'm going to let production know. I'm going to let TJ know. Married and I's happy.
Right. And her name is Kiki. Don't forget it.
Period. Shout out to Kiki because you know we love you over here, girl.
Yes, shout out to Kiki. She's a good time.
Yes.
And you have also been a good time on this podcast, Desi.
Yes.
So fun. Thank you for being unfiltered,
yes,
sharing it all, and providing some color and context, because especially as these episodes, we get down to the wire in the final, there's just so much that we don't know that you guys have experienced in that house that we want to know. So we appreciate you shedding light on these secret alliances and conversations that are happening and just the dynamics of everything, because it helps put into context choices that were made and how things play out the way that they did. And it's just, it's really great. You've been so much fun, girl. We love it.
Yes. Thank you for
you.
Coming to hang with us.
Thank you for having me. And I just want to say, like, I don't intend to throw shade necessarily, but I do feel like I have to, like, just speak my truth.
Yes,
so,
girl.
I hope nobody takes it personally. If anybody throws shade at me, like, I don't take it personally. So I hope.
I mean, a little fun shade, you know, like a little light palm tree shade is always good,
right?
You know, it's fun. Like, it's a good, you know, a little light. Everybody, look, we, Day and I throw shade at
breakfast, lunch, and
just
dinner.
Everything. Yeah, all the time. We playfully do it with each other. We do it to ourselves. Like, it, you know, it's, we, no one is perfect in the world and on this show, in this game, any of that. So being able to laugh at it is kind of, like, funny. But as viewers, I just know we all really appreciate getting an inside. You know, it's cool to watch. The challenge is epic and legendary, both the main show and this show. And hopefully some of y'all get to compete against the main cast, because that'll be real fun to watch.
Yeah.
So, we appreciate just getting a peek behind the curtains of everything that's happening. Now, if everybody wants to follow up and either hear more shade from you, or if they want to know more about what you're doing, or, you know, workout routines, whatever it is, where can they find you on social, Desi?
Yes.
I'm definitely most active on Instagram. My Instagram is Desi J. Williams. I created a TikTok, but it's kind of dry over there. But you can try following me. It's Dr. Desi J. Williams on TikTok. And maybe I'll try out the Twitter. And I'm Desi. It's just Desi J. Williams on Twitter as well.
I mean, Devon could probably get you a city council seat on Twitter because she's the mayor. So
I feel like first I need a tutorial first. Like, what are we supposed to do here?
You,
like,
come with me, girl, and I'll take you. I'll show you the town. I'll show you the town. Yes. Thank you so much, Desi. Yes, I'm so glad you came, because your name has been mentioned a lot throughout this season, you know, on and off the show. And I'm so glad that you came and you were open and transparent and just told us your side of the stories with an S. And I just, you know, I appreciate it. Thank you.
I appreciate y'all.
We appreciate you. Thank you so much, Desi. We are rooting for you. Can't wait to see how things play out, girl. All I know is if Angela does make it to the final, which, let's be honest, is looking like she will, you still better cross that starting line. You better keep running and don't just stand there and go. So, yes, 100% rooting for you. And can't wait to see how things turn out. Thank you, sis.
Hey. Thank you.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Attention all Challenge fans. There is a ton of great Challenge merchandise at the Paramount Shop. We're talking t-shirts, yoga mats, workout gear, and more. Whether it's an official Challenge t-shirt for the gym or a hoodie to wear while you watch the latest season, shop everything the Challenge at ParamountShop.com and take 20% off with code CHALLENGE20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Challenge products with code CHALLENGE20 at ParamountShop.com.
That was such a great interview with Desi. Oh, yes. My goodness. I'm so glad she came to hang out with us. I learned so much.
She was spilling tea, coffee, chicken noodle soup, and everything
with
else.
With a soda on the side.
Yes, girl.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. I love that she came to hang out with us. And I love that she was open and honest. You know, she was concerned about spilling too much tea. But as we got to talk, she just let it flow and let it roll. And I love
that. Is there really any such thing as spilling too much tea?
There is not.
Exactly.
So, Devin, sister girl, yes, where can the people find you on the socials?
Everywhere and nowhere, because I'm so busy. No, they can find me on social at Devin Simone. That's Devin with a Y, Simone with an I. On Twitter, Devon's Twitter, that is. That's Devin with a Y, Simone with an I. And on TikTok, that's Devin _Simone. I have a YouTube channel, too. And as much as crap as I give you about yours, Devon, I haven't posted on mine in like eight years or something.
Look at this. So. The pot calling the kettle, calling the kettle, calling the pot.
But I don't ever promote it. But yes, that's fair. That is 100% fair, sis. Mm-hmm. Where can they find you?
Yes, as the retiring mayor of Twitterville, USA, you can find me on Twitter at @DayDayVon_, Instagram at @DayVonDiane_, TikTok @DayDiane_, and YouTube at @DayVonDiane.
That one's questionable, that last one. We didn't even hold Elections Day. I miss you on Twitter. You can be retiring, especially now that the girls are talking about our podcast.
I know.
Tyson and Ben going at it. I know. And it's only going to get worse as things progress this season. So check it out. Also, for those of you who are on social media, if you have a question for Pick Your Poison, drop it in the comment section below on Apple Podcasts or share it with us on social media using the hashtag AskChallengeUSA.
Yes. And if you like this episode, rate and review us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. And come on, y'all. We know how this goes. Tell your mama, tell your sister, tell your granny, tell your auntie and your uncles. Everybody about the podcast so they can come over and listen to us. And we should.
I know, right? We should not do that again. We should do. Really quick, I want to just give a shout out to the people who have left some reviews for us. Shout out to Connors Frank, who said that they love us on the podcast. To Lulu, who said that they loved our interview with Cachet. Someone said, Day and Devin have my heart. Appreciate that. Aww. Mama Kern also said they love it. Field Goal. Jay Witty, ESLP, you guys, all of the Ochoa family, Advanced Order. I don't know why that's your screen name, but we still appreciate it. So thank you guys so much for leaving the love, T.NYC. And please, yes, go tell everybody and then also leave reviews because we read them. Yes. We love them. We appreciate having you guys here so much. And make sure you catch new episodes of The Challenge on CBS and Paramount Plus. You guys, it's getting juicy now, right? Like now that Danny's in the game, okay? He's made an appearance. That means I think everybody is like kind of shared a story now. So it's really like, yeah, anything's possible.
And everybody got their money. So that means we're close to that final.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Yes. And we'll see you back here next week for a brand new episode of MTV's official challenge podcast, Challenge USA Edition. Hey.
Attention, all challenge fans. There is a ton of great challenge merchandise at the Paramount Shop. We're talking t-shirts, yoga mats, workout gear, and more. Whether it's an official challenge t-shirt for the gym or a hoodie to wear while you watch the latest season, shop everything The Challenge at ParamountShop.com and take 20% off with code CHALLENGE20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Challenge products with code CHALLENGE20 at ParamountShop.com.